Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Intonation with Sim Says. This is a brand new show on Radio Africana. Hope you guys are well. Hope you're enjoying the sun, or maybe you're not enjoying the sun because it's a lot right now. It's really a lot. And you know what? That brings me to my first song today. I'm going to play K-Tronada, Drip Sweat. Enjoy! So guys, that was K-Tronada featuring Channel Trez with Drip Sweat. So I thought that was quite fitting for the weather at the moment, which I don't know about you, but I've been doing lots of dripping in sweat. And look, this country is not made for all of this heat. We're made for the cold. We need to get AC. I don't know who I need to speak to get that done. Government, make it happen. But back to the show. So I have a guest today, my very first guest. Wait. My very first guest. Yeah. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, hi. I'm Uncle. Yeah, I'm your favorite uncle. DJ over here in Manchester, although not for much longer because I'm going back to my native country of Belgium. And yeah, thank you for inviting me. I actually think it's pretty fitting that you put on the K-Tronada song because you're also the person who has been teaching me to produce, and he's what the reason I wanted to produce. So I was like, oh, nice way to start the show. But yeah, thank you for having me on.
Thank you for that. And what have you been up to recently? Come on, tell us.
What have I been up to recently? Oh, I mean, just living life, you know, As I said, I'm a DJ, so I've been doing lots of DJing. I think you've been there, down at Red Arch, which is, I feel like, the new spot. I like it there.
Yeah.
Did a couple of sets here and there. Lots of radio stuff, which I find a lot of fun. Crop Radio a couple weeks ago, Club Curated a couple weeks, last week. And I think radio is a fun format because, you know, you can like engage with the crowd a little differently. Nobody's there necessarily looking at you, but then you kind of feel more comfortable to express yourself. So I've been enjoying doing the radio thing for the past few weeks. Yeah.
Nice. And I think you did a back-to-back last week.
I did do a back-to-back. Indeed. Yes. With Dark Matter. Shout out Dark Matter. Little Afro percussive back-to-back. That was a lot of fun. It was also a bit of a celebration set, but I'll get to that.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I have been there at your sets and I've been really enjoying them. Actually, for the listeners, that's kind of how I met Tijan, actually. I met him at Manchester DJ Club. So I had always meant to go and I hadn't been yet. And I was just, I had like a spare half an hour. I was like, let me drop in. And he was on the decks and I was like, this is the exact kind of music I would play. I was like, very niche. And again, I've mentioned it so many times on here, but Soulection are great for finding, if you have an eclectic taste in music, especially global bass, they're great.
Soulection is a place. Actually, if you listen to a couple of the last sets I've done, they've all featured some of those Soulection radio tracks. Mm. So shout out to you, because you always remind me to listen to those.
Yes, I do. They need to start paying me for promo.
For real.
I would tell everybody, I'm like, episode 729.
God. Yeah. This is the one.
This is it.
For real.
So I believe you brought with you today some unpopular opinions.
I did, yes.
We'd like to hear them. We want to know what he thinks.
Let me. I prepared some notes because I wanted to make sure I didn't forget. So yeah, these are unpopular opinions, like from the world of DJing. I think a lot of them are pretty reasonable, but obviously I'm very, very biased. So maybe the listeners will have a different opinion. The first one is that I believe we should, as DJs, stop watering down our sounds. What I mean by that is I find that we can force more musical discovery on people. I know that sounds very contradictory because the people who are paying you to play, you know, whether it's promoters or bars or whatever events companies that hire you for weddings, whatever, they're like, here's the approved playlist. This is the vibe we're going through for, whatever. But I'm always thinking to myself, well, what's the point of a DJ if you want the DJ to be a Spotify playlist from somewhere from like the 70s to the 2000s? So for me, I'm like, yo, take a couple of risks. I know that for a lot of people, it's a livelihood, so I'm not going to tell you to mess up your bag. But take a couple of risks, like put your sound on these people, because ultimately being a DJ, I feel like it's about musical exploration. So I'm saying it's unpopular because I think that a lot of DJs are probably like wanting to do that. But when they get to that gig and they've already seen the pre-approved list and the genre, the vibes, they're like, well, I got to stick to the brief. And in my mind, I'm like, well, if a crowd wants to listen to something that was released 30 years ago and that was really popular back then, I feel like they should do so in their living room. I'm just saying.
No, I agree completely. And there's nothing worse than going to the same spot and hearing the same songs in the same order. Do you even need a DJ for that? At that point, it's like a H&M playlist.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
First one, it's a hard yes from me.
Okay, yeah, cool. Should I go for the next one?
Yeah, next one.
Cool. So the second one, some purist DJs might find this one a bit controversial, but it's use the sync button. If you're a DJ, don't limit yourself. Use the sync button, whether you're a beginner, whether you're super advanced. And my reasoning behind that is that if you use the sync button, you should then use it as a way to push yourself even harder. So maybe you're a DJ that's been DJing for years. If you use the sync button, use it on three decks and then see how you can create new sounds and new, because now you're on three decks, and push yourself and see what more you can do. And then when you get comfortable doing that, then you can take the sync button off and try again. Because I've personally found, like, I mean, I can talk about also that I did the back-to-back DJ battle, which, by the way, It's coming up to Manchester for the first time in September. Ooh. And I found that practicing for that, if you don't have something to kind of keep you structured, it very quickly gets out of control and you start getting frustrated because you're trying to do really complicated things, but you need to do the basics right. But if you put on that beat sync, it really helps. Obviously, during the battle, I never use beat sync because you can't. I promise I never used it. But use it and get creative with it and then take it to that next level. And for beginners, it's also a nice way to get into the flow and understand what the basics of DJing are. Then take it off and try to replicate what you've just done. So I'm not opposed to using the sync button. Shoot me, you know.
Okay. That's another big yes from me. And also, I feel like you're a natural on radio.
So, oh, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you speak really well.
Thank you.
I agree with the sync button because I'm someone that likes to use it. And I've been DJing for a while, but you just get a cleaner mix. What's wrong with that?
Especially
if you're performing to a room. Like, no one wants to hear, I know people call them clankers. There's nothing worse than a clanker.
There's nothing worse
just
than
save yourself. I guess if it's something like the DJ battle, it's fine. I mean, in the DJ battle, I mean, low-key, is that cheating?
I think it would be.
Yeah, I think it is
kind
cheating.
Of. It depends on how hard you're pushing yourself. Maybe if you use the sync button and then you do something crazy, you can let it fly. But otherwise, it's probably,
exactly.
It's probably a yellow card.
But on a regular day, who cares? Use the sync button, get a clean mix, and have a good time.
Yes, but also I do mean, like, if you're using it, then try something, you know?
True, yeah.
Try something, you know? Mess around with the hot cues, maybe give us a little pullback, knowing that in the background you've got the technology on your side. That's my thought process.
Yeah, and I want to add, because I'm a person that uses a lot of hot cues and I spend a lot of time before, like, on the software setting them and all of that, and without the sync, it's risky business.
It is.
Especially if you're going, like, not from a transient and you're just going from, like, the beginning of a vocal or something that's between a beat. Do you know what I mean?
You know? Yeah. No clankers over here.
Yeah, no clankers. Okay, let's hear the next one.
Okay. Well, I think this is also quite UK specific. It's like, pay me for my work, which I don't think is actually that unpopular.
Yeah, that's not controversial.
But it's an interesting one because being here, the time that I've been here, I have found that a lot of the opportunities are just, like, by default unpaid. And that's always something I've been like, oh, that's weird, because it's not something that I'm, like, used to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something, like, even getting feedback from DJs that I know in other places that I've lived, like in Amsterdam and in Brussels. The baseline is that you're always paid.
Yeah, it's not ethical.
Well, this is it.
Either,
and so,
really.
I don't think DJs will find this particularly unpopular. But they also do tend to accept, you know, this standard. And, you know, here, I'm not throwing shade, but here you also have, like, lots of radio stations that ask you to pay.
Really?
If you're going to play on the radio station.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And but again, I understand they have their operating costs and they're actually creating a space for underground community DJs to have a platform. But, you know, the same types of radio stations in Brussels, they're hooking you up with free drinks and you don't pay to play. Mm-hmm. So it's just a very different mindset here. So I'm like, I'm not super upset about it, but I do think that it does create an additional barrier for, like, DJs who, you know, maybe don't have the same income to then, are they going to be able to play out if they have to not only buy their tracks, buy the material, but also pay to show up in places and not get paid when they do gigs? It's a lot of, you know, a lot of barriers to entry. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I agree with you. That shouldn't be a controversial point. If you're doing the work, especially for a venue, you're bringing in people, you're creating the atmosphere, you're doing most of the work.
Right.
You should get paid.
Right, exactly.
Also, now you've said the thing about radio stations, don't be surprised if I just hit you with a bill after this.
That's great.
Yeah.
I might need to leave.
Okay, next one.
Okay, so this one is... this is to our, you know, as DJs, we're kind of performers as well. And so this is to the crowd. I think more people just need to learn how to dance.
Oh.
Respectfully.
What, DJs?
No, the crowd. The crowd. See, my operating theory is that a lot of people...
Ouch.
Yeah, I'm just going to put it out there. My operating theory is that a lot of people choose to dance to music that's, like, quite easy to dance to, not because that's the only type of music that they can dance to. That's the only type of music that they enjoy.
Okay.
But rather because it's the only type of music that they can dance to. And I'm being specific about this. We all know the move we're talking about. You know, the gun finger,
yeah,
hands up. I think, you know, if you had some government mandated program, especially in countries like over here, you know, just make the kids dance. Trust me, when they leave school, they're not just doing, you know.
Jeez.
I'm just saying.
You know, it's not easy for everyone, you know. Not everybody's got rhythm. You can teach it, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Some people just don't have it in them to stay on beat. Gun fingers is all they've got.
Staying on beat is one thing. But like, at least have, if you've got more dance moves, it means that you've got more range. You understand different like musical. Look, again, these are unpopular opinions. I think there's too many people who just stick to what they know and they simple dance moves. But it's not because they don't like anything else. They've kind of been taught that they can only like that because they can't dance to anything else.
Yes. And you know what? I really hear that because a lot of my DJ sets are quite, they're like low BPMs or deep house and they don't have that big drop. And people tell me, I really enjoyed that, but I didn't know how to dance to it. Meanwhile, I'm behind the deck, having the time of my life. It's like, you got to feel the music, you know? There's no rules, really. You got to be one with the music, you know?
Yeah, that's also a good point. Like, maybe the less controversial way to put my point is that there are no rules, so don't have any shame when you do actually dance. But yeah, for me, it's like, yeah, y'all better get on the dance floor and forget, you know what I mean? Like really get down. Really.
Sorry,
get
this
down.
Is also funny to me because I've seen you dance.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Careful now.
So I'm like, okay. Yeah, we'll move on from that. Next.
That's crazy. I think that's pretty much it for my unpopular opinions.
Okay, I think most of those I agreed with. The last one, I'm going to give it like a half yes, just because it's a little bit shady. And I honestly believe, do you know what, actually, I was going to say, I think some people just can't dance and they don't have it in them to dance. But I think most skills you can learn, as long as you can move your body how you want to move it, then you should have the ability to stay on beat.
I believe in everybody's ability to dance, you know? Like in that movie Hitch, you know, you can just do the 1-2 step.
Well, I haven't seen that movie, you know.
Well, moving on.
Okay. And that's going to bring us into the first song that you chose. So this is Stronger by, I can't actually see the artist.
Scotty D. Yeah.
Why did you choose this song?
So, I'm a piano flavored song. It's I'm a piano basically, but it's a UK producer, and he recently released an EP. I think it's Dark Atmo, and I've just been enjoying his music, and I love that he does stuff that feels like UK funky, tribal, and I'm a piano kind of all at the same time as well. So yeah, I was just like, this is giving flowers, as they say. So shout out Scotty D.
Nice. And I really enjoyed this track when I was listening to it. And I'm trying to get my listeners to, as you say, broaden their horizons musically, because a lot of people don't want to hear stuff that doesn't have lyrics. And I also have a theory that it's only really producers, musicians, and DJs that appreciate stuff without lyrics. And as I did mention on my last show, I think I'm gonna check this statistic, but I think there's only one or two songs that have ever been number one in the UK that have had no lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah, so get into it, you know? So this is Stronger by Scotty D. We'll be right back. So that was Scotty D with Stronger, and if you've just tuned in, you are listening to the new show on Radio Africana Intonation. I'm your host Sim Says, and I have Tijan, aka Uncle, on the show today. Say hi.
Sorry, yes, hello. I'm here.
So before the break, we heard about some unpopular opinions. I hope you guys enjoyed that. You know, they were quite insightful in the end,
okay,
you know?
I'll take it.
That was pretty cool.
I had to get it off my chest.
So, next, I want to play a game.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to need your phone for this.
Okay.
This, honestly, this doesn't have anything to do with anything. I just thought it would be funny.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay, so you're going to give me, well, you're going to write some words. Wait. I got to figure out the way to do this. Each of us has to make a sound based on the word, but the word might be something like hospital. And the other person is going to have to guess it.
Oh, okay.
So you come up with your own words. Mm-hmm. I will come up with my own words. And then
you gotta make a sound.
Yeah, we have to make the sound of the word. Nothing too obvious. Like, if it's duck, you can't say quack. It's gonna have to be something else. Don't ask me what. It's gonna have to be something else. So I'm gonna play another song. So
all right. Sometimes
while we come up with those, yeah. I'm not gonna throw you right in. So this one is Tree's Root by, is it Siren or Siren, or do
you
we know?
You know, I actually don't know, but yeah, let's say Siren.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. We're going on the short musical break, and we will be back afterwards with some games.
Thank you.
So that was Tree's Root by, well, we're not sure. It's either Siren, or the I is an upside down exclamation mark. I don't know if that's like an inkling to how it should be pronounced.
Can I just say real quick about Siren? This kind of fits in the theme of
fits into the theme of the show for me, because I wanted to pick artists who do stuff that's like Afro percussive, but that are from places like myself. So I've lived in Amsterdam. He lives in Amsterdam currently. So you know, it's that kind of that Afro diasporic sound. So yeah, just wanted to add that little tidbit in there.
Nice. No, we love to hear it.
Yeah.
So before the break, I said we're going to play a game. This is my first time playing a game, and hopefully it goes okay.
All right.
I'm going to set a timer so that we don't get carried away. So all the right. game is, we're making sounds and the other person has to guess what we are making the sound of. There's not too much of a limit to what that thing can be. It might be an object, it might be a situation.
Mad.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see how this goes. The only rule is you can't use any words. I will accept like, yeah and woo. Yeah, those kind of words.
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you with this. I'll tell you hot or cold if you're getting closer for your guesses, I suppose.
Okay, well, sounds like you're ready, so you can go first. Hey,
okay, the first sound is cling.
Oh, can I have it again, please?
Cling.
It's glasses.
It's not glasses.
Oh.
No.
Celebration?
No, no.
Okay, well, you're just gonna have to keep doing it.
Clink! I've got nothing else.
I need you to do it again, but if you say it again, I'm gonna lose it.
That's what I'm saying. Do you want a hint?
No, sorry, you're gonna have to just diversify. Anything else that you can do? Wait, sorry, I'll keep guessing, actually.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, not celebration, it's not glasses.
Mm-mm.
Cling, I don't know, a fork on a plate?
Mm-mm.
Bell?
No, you're going the wrong direction.
Jeez. one more time.
Cling! I feel like this is a very clear sound.
Is it? Well, if it's not glasses, I don't even know. Okay. Cling, you say. Cling.
So I'll say this because it's impossible to guess. Okay, my fault. Mm-mm. You do you.
Okay, also, I forgot to do the timer.
That's true. You shouldn't have too much time to guess it.
Yeah, I forgot to do the timer and I never decided on a time anyway. Let's say it's a minute and a half, so mm-hmm. I'm going to go from 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, one last time.
Cling!
Jeez. Cling. Cling.
Cling.
Okay.
It's a higher pitch.
It's oh, triangle.
No.
Ah.
That's probably what they use to emulate.
No, you can't.
Sorry. I'm just trying to help out with it.
I can do it. Okay, well, I don't think here, but that's the timer going off, so I couldn't do it.
Okay,
go on.
I made it intentionally impossible.
Thanks.
So it's cling, which is like the kind of like the wink sound. But what I was trying to get at was, you know, in Pokemon, when Team Rocket gets blasted out into the sky,
heck?
They get blasted out and then you just hear the last thing you hear before they disappear is cling. And there's that little like star that it hit. That you said a situation out.
Do you know what? Okay, that's pretty niche. And my mind was never going to go there, but fine. Yeah. All right, fine. I'll give you that.
Okay.
Okay, my turn. Ooh.
A ghost?
No.
Again? A funeral? A funeral?
No.
The Addams Family?
No.
Death? A ghost? Casper?
Ooh, close.
Halloween? A haunted house?
Yeah, kind of.
So haunted house is closed. Death, funeral, monsters, wailing, mourning.
Warm. You warm. Boom. Oh my god, I forgot to do the timer again.
A zombie? No, zombies don't do that. Don't make that noise.
Warm. Ooh.
Vampire?
Ooh. Cold.
Damn, zombie.
Colder.
Ooh. Zombie. What else is like? What is there? Is it a physical? I can't ask you questions, can I?
30 seconds.
Ooh. It's giving me haunted house, Casper, the friendly ghost.
Do you want a hint?
No, because you didn't get one.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
Maybe the next round. You can't harmonize whilst you're doing it. Damn. No, I don't think I got it.
Well, the time has gone off. That's a shame because you were quite close. It was Graveyard. Yeah, yeah. You were right there with Funeral. I wanted to be like, zombies. I was like, yeah.
But you know what you did though? You gave me a variety of sounds that helped me narrow it down. So now I know that that's what the expectation is.
All right. Also, let me just make sure I've got the timer ready because I keep forgetting. So I'm going to put it on 2 minutes. 2 minutes. So after you make the sound the first time, I'm gonna press it. Actually, no. 2 minutes. Wait, should I do 2 minutes including when you make the sound, or wait until you made the sound and then set the 2 minutes?
I think it would be 1:30.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty confident considering neither of us have gotten one right yet.
I think it's more so because I don't want to be on the mic making my sound the whole time.
Okay, fair. Okay, you ready? Go. Is it Baile?
No. It's gonna give. Haibo!
Huh?
Haibo! Haibo!
Sorry, what? Percussion.
I'm not giving you anything, am I?
Can you. Again, please? Or?
Assam.
I'm a piano.
Yes. My apologies to anybody who actually speaks, you know, Nkosa or any of the languages.
Yeah, is that a real word or just?
I'm just like doing the vocal stims that they do when they're emceeing at these events.
Vocal stims.
Maybe I shouldn't call it vocal stims. I don't even know what they're saying. It's kind of crazy.
So we don't know if that's a real word or that's just your interpretation of a word in.
To think that I've replicated the word correctly, but do I know if it's a real word or not? I do not know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with that, I think we'll go on another musical break. So,
fair enough.
The next song is Fala Yo-Yo.
Fala Yo-Yo, hey. Yes.
And is there anything you want to say before I say the song?
Again, this is, you know, Portuguese, well, Portuguese, like he's a black African Portuguese producer making Batida music, and love this track. But again, same, the diaspora sounds pulling through, and I love Batida. It's one of my favorite genres, and this is a great producer, so yeah, that's about it.
Nice. Also one of my favorite genres, so let's go.
Let's get it. Global bass. Thank you.
Quero ver todo mundo a mexer. É assim, quero ver todo mundo a mexer. Bora, 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 bora.
Yo, yo,
fala yo, yo, yeah, fala yo, yo,
yo, yo,
fala yo, yo, yeah, fala yo, yo,
yo, yo,
fala yo, yo, yeah, fala yo, yo.
So that was Fala Yo-Yo with Animasal?
No, it's Tyson. Tyson.
What?
The producer, Tyson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And where did you say that from?
Well, I don't know the origins, but like producers based out of Lisbon in Portugal.
Nice.
But again, yeah, Afro-diaspora. Batida itself is from Angola, right? So good chance that that's where they're from. I don't know.
I think we're going to be hearing a lot more music, like global bass, becoming mainstream.
Oh, definitely.
I think definitely due to the internet, you know. On the internet, I see people using, is it globalized or, oh, what's the word? They use it negatively. Have you seen that?
No.
Or, yeah, which I think is a really strange thing and maybe has slightly racist undercurrents. But, But definitely, even with people like Tyler becoming mainstream, I mean, she's definitely pop, but the amapiano element is definitely there as well. Mm. And for a lot of people, compared to what pop has been for quite a while, that's really stretching the boat out.
Mm.
So my hope is in the future, especially in the clubs, you won't have to go to niche events, find that specific DJ playing the global bass, playing those specific songs is gonna be normal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I even said in one of the previous episodes, Afro beats seems to become popular out of nowhere, and Afro swing, you know, like in the UK, people were not listening to that at all.
Right.
And it's very much commonplace now. You can go to any club, you're gonna hear an Afro swing or an Afro beat song.
Right. I mean, isn't it? It was Jay Huss, right? Was really big for the Afro swing sound.
Yes, Jay Huss, yeah.
I mean, he was huge here, which is, yeah. I mean, it's nice to see that these sounds can break through in the kind of Western-centric mainstream music scene. And I do think you're right. I think if you look at a lot of these DJs, even though they're kind of more like housey or maybe genre-specific, they do now kind of branch out into just global sounds in general.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them do it with edits, but it's still there, you know? But yeah, I think it's coming.
Yeah, and speaking of edits, I think it's a great way to introduce people to sounds that they wouldn't usually listen to.
Yeah.
Because you can bridge the gap with an artist that they're familiar with.
Exactly.
And then add a different sound.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's recognizable enough that they, you know, they're singing along, whatever. And then it's just like you're giving them that ear candy of something different. What is the marketing expression? Make the old new and the new feel known, something like that. That's kind of what we're doing with these edits, right?
Yeah, definitely. Although I'm sure we've all been to a set, to a club, and the edit's been trash. some things never need to be made. I call them cursed songs because honestly, I remember in my hometown in Northampton, right at the end of the night, they used to play, it was the Skepta mashup with that song that's like, intoxicated. Yeah, as soon as that played, it was like, oh man, it's time to go. It's time to leave.
Yeah, no, there's definitely lots of mashups and edits that don't need to be made. So let's be careful now.
Yeah, not too much now.
Not too much.
Experiment, but be careful.
Exactly.
And so, speaking of time to go home, we've only got a few minutes left. So, one last round of the game. Because I've really been enjoying it. I love a bit of silliness. Why not?
All right.
So, where did we get to, I think?
So, you got 1 point off of me. So, now I've got to redeem myself. And, you got to make a sound.
Okay, let's go. And I will remember to put the timer on this time. So... okay, do you know what? This will lead... let me not give you any hints. Mm. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm setting the timer.
Okay, sounds like the crowd going wild. Glastonbury.
No.
Afro Nation.
No.
That sounds like anger. Football? World Cup?
Yeah. Warm, hot, super hot.
Oh, super hot fire.
Super hot fire.
England football team.
Really hot.
Ooh.
You know, your hand's not burning, but it's hot.
Maybe a stadium?
Yay! Oh,
nice, really?
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Dope.
Well done.
Nice.
And
we got there.
And with that, do you know what song I'm going to play next that you selected?
Wait, hold on. That's the craziest segue. I'm not supposed to say that. That's really smooth.
Yeah, see what I did there?
That's really smooth. Okay.
So, do you want to introduce this song?
Yes, of course. So,
let me even cut me off that yes.
First of all, shout out Donayo, true Arsenal fan. Shout out to the Arsenal champions 25-26 season. If you haven't guessed by now, I'm an Arsenal fan. I know we're up in Manchester, but we're gonna bring some Arsenal sounds to the set. So I included this because it's quite funny. I had my radio set for Club Curated on Friday, and I was looking for some like Arsenal themed music to celebrate the win. And I'm looking on YouTube, and literally a Donayo track pops up, and it's "Big Up the Gooners Around the World," and I'm like. It's perfect. And it's a remix or a retake of one of his old classics with Arsenal lyrics on top. And it's just perfect. It's perfect. It's been a perfect season for the Arsenal. This is a perfect way to end the season. Perfect way to end the show. Perfect segue. Perfect. 10 out of 10. No notes.
Well, I will say, Dejan, thank you for making this a fun show. I've really enjoyed having you on. And you're moving back to Belgium next week.
Mm.
I think from those of us in Manchester that know you... we're gonna miss you.
Thank you.
Safe travels, and here's the song.
Donayo, Lord of mercy. Donayo. Facts. Big up the gooners around the world. Said big up the gooners around the world. Fact, don't listen to them, it's a gooners word. Fact, don't listen to them, it's a gooners word. Hey yo, gooners. Bow. Facts. Bow. Facts. Bow. Facts. Bow. To them, it's a gooners.
Arsenal.
Facts. Big up the gooners around the world. Facts. Said big up the gooners around the world. Facts. Don't listen to them, it's a gooners. Facts. Don't listen to them, it's a gooners.
Arsenal.
them it's a gooners arsenal. Facts. Big up the gooners around the world, world. Facts said big up the gooners around the world, world. Facts. Don't listen to them it's a gooners word, word. Facts. Don't listen to them it's a gooners word. Tonneo, eh.